Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Career Talk with Holly Bunn. I am your host, Holly Bunn. Thank you for joining me today. Career Talk is a place where we can talk about how to manage your job search and your career successfully. Because the job search can be tough, and I am here to help you through that process and make it just a little easier. For those of you who don't know me, I am a resume writer, a LinkedIn profile writer, and a career coach through my business, Ms. Resume Help. I personally have worked for one of the largest staffing companies in the world where I've designed and implemented recruiting strategies and the technology to support the recruitment process, and I've worked directly with hundreds of recruiters and hiring managers. So I've been in the staffing and the recruiting industry for about 20 years, and I've learned a thing or two about how to get hired and land the job of your dreams, and I am here just to share a little bit of that knowledge with you. So at the end of the show, I'll be giving you one of my best career tips, so stay tuned for that. I would like to say hello to everyone listening in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. So hello Canada, hello India, and most recently we had folks from Indonesia, Mexico, the Philippines, and the U.K., to listen and tune in to some of the archives in the last show. And certainly, as always, thank you for those in Australia. I have a small population of Australian listeners who do tune in. So thank you so much for tuning in on what today is Sunday for you. So if you guys missed the last show, I talked about how to handle an interview if you've been fired. If you want to catch the rebroadcast of that show, look at episode 14 on my blogtalkradio.com/Holly Bunn channel. You can also read show notes from that show and other shows on my blog at msresumehelp.wordpress.com. You do not type the www in. Or follow me on LinkedIn to see my latest posts. So today's show is going to be packed with information. I hope you brought your pen and paper because you're going to have to write a few things down, or your tablet to type in a few things. It's Labor Day weekend, or the beginning of Labor Day weekend here in the U.S., and for those of you in the recruiting world, you know that is the kickoff to the fourth quarter hiring season. So we are at the fourth quarter of the game, and we are about to score. So, and it's also football season, so I might have some football references here in the U.S. So I wanted to provide some useful information around technology today that will help job seekers become more successful in the job search. Now, this show is going to be a little different in that I'm going to share with you some not so common knowledge around technology, websites, and some digital resume tips today. So let's just jump in and get started. So I'm going to cover top tech gadgets. Now, keep in mind what I'm covering with you are top gadgets that you can use in your job search to make it a little easier. I am not sharing the top gadget in the industry, like the best performing gadget in the whole, you know, the best tablet of all the tablets and the prime supreme tablet. No, that's not what I'm showing you today. And I'm also not showing you the cheapest tablet, the $20 tablet that you can get and still get things done. What I'm kind of giving you is the middle of the road. You're a job seeker. Maybe you have a job, maybe you don't. You have a budget. Your budget's not zero, but your budget may not be $3,000 either for a tablet or a phone or anything. But you have a budget that is reasonable, and you need to get things done. You need to get hired. So what are some of the top gadgets that you can use to make that process just a little easier? Now, I did cover some of this around gadget technology and getting the tools that you need to be successful in the job search. I covered this in episode 5 of my shows. So if you want to go in the archives, pull up episode 5, listen to the recordings, and it talks about the tools that you need in order to be successful in the job search. Tools around, you know, your home office, your computers, your laptops, your printers, and phones, emails, all that stuff I talked about. Today I'm going to focus on the best tablet, the best printer, and the best phone that you need for the job search, because I feel like these are the critical things. If you have nothing else, you got to have access to the internet. You must have a phone, and you have to have access to a printer for your job search to be successful. Now, how you get those things, that's totally up to you. I'm going to suggest some of the best things based on having a reasonable budget and getting productivity done. So for PC users, my suggestion is that if you need a laptop or access to the internet or a computer, or if you need a tablet. So if you need a laptop, a computer, like a PC, or a tablet, my best recommendation is that you get a 2-in-1. And what does that mean? It means you get a gadget or a device that functions as a tablet and a laptop, thus being called a 2-in-1. Laptop tablet. It's a tablet that works like a laptop, but it's a tablet. Now, my recommendation for the best one for your job search based on productivity and price is the Asus Transformer series. And that's Asus, A-S-U-S, Asus Transformer. They make different Transformer series. They have the 100 series, the 200s, the 300s. So there's a model called, it's the 100 series. There's a model called the 103C. This is, it comes with a keyboard, and I'll kind of nerd out a little bit for all my technical people out there. And actually, I'm going to turn on Anderson's mic. I see he's on the line. Anderson is my my everything. So he's my tech support, my co-host, my advisor. He's also my knowledge base. Anderson, are you there?
I'm here, Holly.
Okay, great. Welcome to the show. I'm going to ask that you kind of co-host with me today, because we're talking about an area that you know way better than I do. So welcome to the show. And I'm going to kind of nerd out a little bit and get into some of the specs of the Transformer for those who care. But some of these things are important if you're in the job search. So the Asus Transformer, it is on the Windows 8.1 platform, and that's important just because Windows 8.1 functions on mobile devices and on a PC. So wherever you left off on your tablet and you want to look on your Windows phone or you want to look on your computer, you can pick up that way. So 8.1 is really nice. Like my laptop is on 8.1. The processor is a 1.33 gigahertz processor, which is pretty good, right? It's not slow, but it's pretty fast, right? You don't need the for your job search, you don't need the tablet that has that you're able to watch movies and do all kinds of graphic stuff and game and all this stuff. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about a processor that's going to allow you to download your resume in a reasonable amount of time and upload it to a website, and you don't have to wait 5 minutes for it. It also has a quad-core processor. Again, very important. Most tablets that are like $50 to $100, great price, right? But they're a dual-core processor, which means it has two processors. And sometimes that means it could freeze. You have to turn it off and turn it on, and it's too much going on the tablet, and the processor can't handle it. But with it being a quad-core processor, that means it has four processors in the tablet, and it can handle tasks a lot faster than a dual-core, than two processors. So if I'm Google searching and I also am throwing that information into a Word document, or if I have a PowerPoint deck open on my tablet, it's not going to make the tablet go, oh, my God, please make it stop, okay? So that's great. It's also on KitKat, which I like. Now, I know people have their preferences for Android operating systems, and for anyone that knows Google operating systems, you know, we're on Lollipop now, which I personally hate, but Jelly Bean was my favorite, but, you know, KitKat is good, and that's what Asus is on right now, which is a decent Android platform, okay? Most devices these days are on Lollipop, new ones, that is. But Android KitKat is what Transformer is on. That's good. So then you have 16 gigabytes of memory and a USB port, which means you can store 16 gigs of memory, your resumes, your copies of job postings, you know, any images that you might need, anything that you want to save that you can quickly access. If someone gives you a call and says, hey, send me your resume, hey, send me a copy of your writings, send me a copy of your portfolio, it can be stored right there on your tablet within 16 gigabytes of memory. But you can also stick in a USB port or a flash drive, which is really nice. A lot of tablets don't have that. They don't have a USB port. Some of the more expensive ones do, $1,000, like a Surface, which is the best tablet out there, in my opinion, but that's not what I'm suggesting here. This is the best of price and functionality, in that you get the memory and the port. It also, which is nice, gives you a micro SD card port for you to store an SD card up to 64 gigs. So that's even more storage if you must have that much storage on your device. Really nice. It also has a gigabyte of RAM, which for an average user, that means it can remember when you're searching over the internet, when you're looking at a document, you have all these windows open on your device. At 1 gigabyte of RAM, it means it can remember, think about, hold in its memory a gig worth of information. Now, for the average user, that's great. And Anderson, you and I know I need at least 2 gigs. That's for me, but I'm not the average user. But for most people, a gigabyte of RAM is pretty good. A lot of tablets don't have that as well. They have less than a gig. They'll have a couple of megs, 500, 750. A gigabyte of RAM is actually pretty good. It only weighs about 2 pounds, which is nice. It won't break your back if you put it in a backpack, or ladies, if you put it in your purse, it's not going to kill you. It has a detachable keyboard, which means that's thereby the two-in-one. Take the keyboard off, it's a tablet. Put the keyboard on, you got your laptop, meaning as far as visual is concerned. It'll function as a tablet laptop without the keyboard, but the keyboard is really nice. You don't have to buy the extra device, extra piece. And that keyboard is detachable. Has an 8-hour battery, and then if you buy it from certain places like, Newegg, Tiger Direct, any of those, Walmart, it'll come with a 1-year subscription of Microsoft Office 365 online already built into it. So it depends on where you're coming, where you buy it from. Here's the thing. This device only costs somewhere around $300 new. $300, $350, depending on where you're buying it from. You can get a refurbished one for somewhere around $200, which is nice. You don't have to break the bank to get all this functionality. Now, are there better tablets out there? Absolutely. There's the Asus Zen tablet that I want that has a 4K display that's beautiful, but it's $1,000. That's not what I'm recommending here. There's the Microsoft Surface tablet. Oh, my gosh. Which is, fully loaded, $1,700. Am I recommending that here? No. Does this tablet have almost the same functionality but a little less of the, pomp and circumstance? Absolutely. The key here is productivity. Productivity is what you want in your job search. You don't want to fumble, look for, try to figure out where your resume is. Fumble, try to look for, try to figure out, what's that job I applied for? I can't get to the website. You don't want that. So that's my recommendation for a tablet. Go ahead, Anderson.
And if Holly, if I may jump in there for a second, one of the things, and forgive me, guys, it was my fault. I actually dropped some notes in there for Holly's show notes. There's two types of Transformers. There's the 8.1, which she mentioned, and then there's an Android version of the Transformers. So that's why if you heard her say the Windows 8.1, and then later she talked about KitKat stuff, which is Android stuff, that's because there's two versions of the Transformer. They actually have the same specs, and when I was helping putting her together her show notes, I didn't help separate the two, so that way when she was reading it, didn't mess her up that way. So that's my fault, guys, but she's on the right track. That's absolutely correct.
Absolutely. So don't forget that. So get a 2-in-1 Asus Transformer. I'm going to move on because I've already spent a whole lot of time on that one. For my Mac users, iPad Mini 2. Okay, if you're totally I'm not doing Android, I'm definitely not doing Windows. Okay, fine. And the iPad Mini 2 does exactly what you need it to do, just smaller. You don't need the Air. Air is beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Is it a beautiful tablet? Yes. Do you need the price tag for your job search? No. Get the iPad Mini 2. All the specs that I just talked about, sans, just forget the Android stuff that I talked about, but the 16 gigs of memory, the Mini 2 has it. Wi-Fi enabled. Get the Wi-Fi enabled only Mini 2, and that's going to help you with the price. Okay, you don't need the one that has the cell phone functionality built into it. It's just not that important, okay? But if you have the room in your budget to get the one that's Wi-Fi enabled as well as cellular enabled, fine. But you only need the mini with the Wi-Fi enabled only. It's going to be your best bet. You can find one somewhere around $300, $400. I think it's $399. You can get a refurbished one for less than $200 if you find one. But, you know, you can. This is your best bet for productivity because it's on iOS 7. It has a 1024 by 768 resolution, which is the same as most PCs, so it's really crisp. It does have a 7.1-inch screen, which is a little smaller than the normal 10-inch screen of most tablets, but still gets the job done. Front and rear-facing camera if you must take a picture, depending on the job that you have. Graphic artists and my photographers, you'll love that. It has a 10-hour battery life, which is much longer than the Asus I just described. And then it weighs less than a pound, which is really nice. Okay, it's almost half a pound, little over half a pound. It has 2 gigs of memory, but I'm sorry, 16 gigs of memory. But it does not have a port for an external storage device. So you're going to have to deal with the 16 gigs of memory or throw everything into iCloud. Okay, so it does get the job done. So that's my recommendation for Mac users, your iPad Mini 2 if you're going to get a tablet, okay? Moving on, printers. I said you needed a printer, and this is because you must do not break this cardinal rule when you have an interview. Always, I don't care what kind of interview it is, if you've provided a resume to these folks, always show up with hard copies of your resume, at least 5. If you can do it, bring 10. At least 5. Have copies of your resume. You won't always have access to printing. Kinko's might not be nearby or UPS printer store or wherever. You want to have access to a printer. If you're in the market to buy one, you want to buy an all-in-one that does scanning, copying, printing, and faxing. Yes, faxing. People still ask for faxes these days, especially if you're applying for a job overseas. They'll ask that you fax information, and sometimes they will only take it on fax. Okay, so you still need a fax machine. So look for a printer that's an all-in-one. It scans, it copies, it prints, and it faxes. Sometimes you have to scan copies of your driver's license, scan copies of your passport. So this all-in-one will allow you to scan it, copy it, print it, do whatever. My recommendation, I recently purchased one, and it's really nice, the Epson Workforce Series printer. Okay, you can either get a 2630 or 2650. These series, the Epson Workforce Series, it's not huge. It's not this big monolithic printer that's going to take up all the space on your desk or, you know, on your filing cabinet. It's pretty compact. It's not huge. It has the scanner, the printer, the copier, and the fax. It's somewhere between $60 and $80. So if you get the 2630 series, which is the smaller end, it's around $60. The 2650 series, which is $80, that's where you're going to find it. The difference between the two series is the actual fax functionality. Okay, so I would recommend just spending the extra $20 to have the fax on there, the 2650. But you have to have a phone line in your house for the fax series. So if you don't have a phone line, that's where I'm going to say, all right, just get the scanner, copy, or printer. But please have access to a fax machine because you just never know when someone's going to say, can you fax that to me? And it's like, uh-oh. You know, the fallback on that is I have a scanner, which means I can scan it, and I'll get into some of the cool things about this printer. I can scan it and email it to you as opposed to faxing it. So it's a four-color inkjet printer, inkjet, which is nice. Some people are like, inkjet? No, I don't want to deal with inkjet. It bubbles up the paper. Well, not this one. Because the minimum ink size, now, if you guys know printers, okay, fine. I'm going to nerd out a little bit for anyone who's into a printer. But it does 3 droplets per square inch, or 2.3 picoliters, right? That means it doesn't use a lot of ink to copy the to make the copy. Now, I'll give you a comparison. A laser printer, it does 248 droplets per square inch. Now, granted, they're heated, which is why it's called laser. They heat, a laser printer will heat the ink and kind of form it into a plastic and put it on the paper, which is why laser printers cost so much. And they're really beautiful because they use a lot more ink, a different process. And this one gives the same kind of quality, but it only uses 3 drops. every time. All right, so it uses a small amount of ink, and it won't buckle the paper and saturate the paper. You can use actual regular copy paper for this printer. You know, some printers, depending on which ones you buy, Brother and the rest of them, Lexmark, they all require inkjet paper because inkjet paper doesn't absorb the ink as much, and regular copy paper will suck up the ink because it's made of cotton, right? It's made of real, actual cotton paper. But this one doesn't do that because it uses less ink and it is a quicker printer process, right? So you can use regular print paper. Print resolution of this one is 4800 by 2400 DPI, and that's dots per inch, right? Laser printers start at 1200 by 1200 DPI, so you can see the quality that you get with this printer. Some people might not care about this stuff, but there are some people that do. I cared about it when I bought my printer. The ISO print's really important, especially if you have large documents to print. You don't want to wait 50 years for it. So black ink prints 13 pages per minute, and color ink prints 7 pages per minute. The average is 9 pages per minute for black ink, and 5 pages per inch per minute on color. So this one prints pretty fast, and I can tell you it spits it right out. You can scan to PC, which means scans to your laptop, scans to your printer, and get this, it does work. Scans to your phone. Woohoo! So I downloaded the app onto my phone. So if I scan something on my printer, it goes right to my phone. And vice versa, if I want to print something from my phone because it is Wi-Fi and wireless, it will print right to my printer from my phone, which is really nice, okay? It does fax in black and white and color. So if you have a color doc and you want to fax it, you can. It faxes at 3 seconds per page. Three seconds per page. Up to 100 pages, which means it takes a page 3 seconds to fax. That's huge. That's very fast. You know, some fax machines are extra slow, but this one is pretty fast. You can do all paper, legal, letter, and even that A4 paper, which is a huge paper bigger than legal. You can use envelopes, letters, pictures, copy paper, photo paper, all of it, even special paper. It takes it all. Okay, so I love this printer. It costs next to nothing. It's less than $100 and closer to $50 if you're buying the one without the fax. But I say spend the money, have it with you, and get the $26.50 version, which is $80. All right. So working cell phone, I said you need a working cell phone, telephone. My recommendation here, Anderson might disagree with me, but I say put your investment in your phone because nothing will help you lose a job faster than a non-working phone. What do I mean? You can't get the call. You drop the call. Someone can't reach you because your phone's not on. In the middle of a conversation, bloop, phone's gone. Oh, my goodness, my bad. I dropped the call. No. Okay? Or if your phone freezes all the time or if you can't even make the call, I've had that issue. Okay? So my recommendation on phones, spend the money, invest. If you can, if you're in a position to get the iPhone 6, and I'll tell you why in a second, the Galaxy S6 Plus or the Edge, and the best one is the Galaxy Note 5, the new Galaxy Note 5, not the 4, not the 3, and not the 2, the 5. Okay, I wish I could go into why, but I only have a half-hour show. So there's other phones out there that are available by LG, Windows, all of them, that may be way sexier than these phones, okay? But I'm talking from an apps and productivity perspective, all the apps that are available and the productivity that you can have. But for that purpose, the Galaxy Note 5 is going to be your best phone, okay? And why? Because it combines the functionality of a tablet and a phone, right, in a tablet and a phone in your one device. So that's my recommendation for that phone. I'm going to start a conversation about this on LinkedIn groups. So if you go to LinkedIn groups and look for Career Talk with Holly Bunn, we're going to talk about cell phones and who's got the best and why. I could tell you that the Galaxy Note 5 has an octa-core processor. That's faster than the iPhone 6. The S6 Plus has an octa-core. Remember I talked about on tablets of having a dual-core and a four-core processor? Octa-core means it's 8 processors in the phone processing the information. And I can tell you personally, this phone is lightning fast. and it can handle a lot of information, and that is the Galaxy Note 5. And it has a 2K display screen, which means it is a beautiful display. The pictures are nice on the camera and all that other good stuff. It has so many cartwheels and dog and pony show, but I can just tell you, I was able to do my show notes this morning on that phone while I was at a basketball game. And while I was going between basketball and football games, I was actually preparing for my show with my Note 5, okay? When I opened up my laptop, my notes were actually there for whatever I put on my phone, which is beautiful, right? From a productivity standpoint, the Galaxy Note 5 is beautiful. And that S Pen is a deal breaker for me, so I had to have it because I do write handwritten notes. And you can do that even if your phone is turned, if your screen is turned off on the Note 5. Other things there which are pretty cool, but that's my recommendation. So there are top sites available. We have a few minutes left. So I did give you some top sites in my previous episode. So look for episodes 7 and episode 9. I did go over some of the top websites that you can go to and resources for the job search, but here are my recommendations. LinkedIn. If you are not on LinkedIn, get on LinkedIn. Build your website and build your profile on LinkedIn. It should not be a duplicate of your resume. And episode 2 will tell you why. Or contact me directly and I will tell you why. LinkedIn is an advertisement of your skills and entice people to ask for your resume. The top job search aggregators are Indeed, Simply Hired, USAjobs.gov for those in the U.S. For those outside the U.S., you're going to go to Glassdoor.com. And then there's internships.com for any of those kids that are in college or anyone looking for an internship. That is one of the best websites. There's salary.com to help calculate your salary. There's payscale.com to help evaluate job offers. And there's a whole lot of information to consider when you're looking at job offers. Refer to my episode 9, on how to calculate your asking salary. And there are so many things to consider when it comes to job offers. Payscale.com will help you consider and help you put all of those in a nice website. Digital resume tips. So I believe that you should create a digital presence on the web when it comes to creating a digital resume. Your resume should be a combination resume. That means it's functional and chronological. And I'll probably do another show on resumes. I've done others. Episode 5 and episode 6 help you. I go into resumes and how to write them, but you should be writing text resumes or ASCII resumes when you are uploading your resume onto websites, and that is removing all formatting. You need to create an online presence, and it starts with LinkedIn so that people can Google search you and find you. There are sites that help you create your resume, dozens of them, thousands. I like re.vu, and that's re.vu. Really nice resume it creates out there. You just upload your information, and it creates a beautiful visual resume. You can also use about.me to help create a small visual representation of who you are and links to all your digital presence, all your social, all your websites, all your blogs. About.me allows you to do that. So that's some of my best tips, my best recommendations for gadgets, best websites to visit, and digital resume tips. Remember that chronological functional resume and text resume are the two key things when it comes to digital resumes. I'm also going to start put some information out there on my blog, and that's Ms. Resume Help. .wordpress.com, which will go into greater detail about what a digital resume is. You can find those notes on the blog starting on Monday. If you are in the LinkedIn group, you'll have access to those on Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening to me live, and for listening to the archives, if you're listening to the recording of the show. Follow me here on blogtalkradio.com/Holly Bunn for show updates and to receive show archive notifications. Visit my blog again, msresumehelp.wordpress.com, and connect with me on LinkedIn. So go to www.linkedin.com/Holly Bunn and find me on other social. That is at Ms. Resume Help. And that's MSRESUMEHELP. And you can find me there on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Thanks so much for tuning in, and have an awesome rest of the day.